Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evely. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 26th day of August. Sorry, I can't believe it. 26th day of August, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I don't know if they're chemtrailing, they have been. I haven't got to go outside and look at anything yet today, but I imagine so. It's that timing, and there was a while there, it was like weeks where there was no chemtrails, and now it's just back and forth. And I guess planes only do that on certain days. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look at here. Smugglers charge migrants up to $9,000 each, says El Paso Border Patrol. $9,000. We'll be right back. Take your break. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Smugglers charge migrants up to $9,000 each, says El Paso Border Patrol. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Human smugglers in Mexico are now charging Central American migrants up to $9,000 each as increased border security makes crossing more difficult. Some of the fee is paid to Mexican cartels, while other parts are paid to local smugglers near the border and along the route. If they've got $9,000, they're doing better than, think about it, people. But then again, you know, they stop the caravans and they talk to the people. Oh, yeah, I got a $15 an hour job waiting on me there. And, there's also the outside financing, which is probably where all this is coming from. But the point here, we're talking about today, everything's about the Gangster 7, the sit down for the international corporate mafia so they can discuss, how they can take more from the rest of us. And I was watching a lot of it. Just watching the people, the corporate elite of the world is what you're looking at. You're looking at the international corporate fucking elite. And I think about all the fucking poor people, all the fucking Venezuela fucking here in America, man. Our people living in fucking squalor as these dirty son of a bitches just sit there and fucking, spit in your fucking face. Rub your face into it. You know what I mean? Humans, in the recent past, migrants would pay approximately $1,500 each to human smugglers to get into the U.S. Now the fee has skyrocketed as much as $9,000, according to a report by KTSM NBC9 in El Paso. They were paying something like $1,500 as early as 24 months ago. Now they're charging them $8,000 to $9,000. It's gone up with the demand, and it is usually paid up front. El Paso sector spokesman Fidel Baca told the local NBC affiliate, you know, and they're talking about, oh, he's just got to the asylum. They filed the lawsuit today in the Ninth Circuit, and it's all bullshit. We're going around in a circle jerk here, wiping our ass on a hula hoop, and it's just getting stinkier and stinkier. I mean, they're running the same scams over and over, and not even wasted. I mean, I'm not even putting a year in between them. But $9,000 is what they're getting paid to smuggle them in here. They're not, you know, let's go on to the article. The upfront fee means smugglers no longer need to worry about whether the migrants make their way successfully to their U.S. destinations of choice, or even if they make it alive. Baca explained that the average fee in the El Paso region is about $3,000 per person. In Lordsburg, New Mexico, we just caught a large group of 200. Do the math, 600,000. And you see they make pretty good money. Baca continued, and really all they have to do is take them down to the border and tell them which way to walk. Most times the smugglers, don't even want to run the risk of getting apprehended by the U.S. Former El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Victor Manjarez, Jr., who now serves as Associate Director for the Center for Law and Human Behavior at the University of Texas at El Paso, told KTSM that increased border security and improvements to barriers making crossing more difficult, resulting in the increased smuggling fees to human smuggling gangs and cartels. It's not slowing down. No matter what kind of fucking lies are up there, I mean, it was up 600%, people. And they're keeping the border? I haven't heard a word about it. I mean, you hear this, I heard that they filed that suit on that asylum thing where they're, Trump, you know, he stepped up and he's going to slow down, keep the kids longer than 20 days. That's what it is, the Flores decision. But the bottom line is, there's a lawsuit already in the Ninth Circuit fucking communist court, Star Chamber fucking corporate judges in it, and it's the same game, but they keep pouring in here. They're pouring in and pouring in. That's the point we're going to stick to today. I mean, while they're over there fucking, I mean, swallowing in luxury and fucking having secret meetings that we're not privy to. I mean, this was never intended. I don't have to tell you people that. This is not what was intended for the United States of these Americas. There wasn't no international fucking economy or any of this shit. They're just over there dividing up the fucking theft of the wealth of the nations of this country. Seeing who gets paid what. And that's all that's going on. And who's going to be next. From El Paso Sector Chief Agent Victor Manjarez Jr., who now serves as Associate Director for the Center for Law and Human Behavior at the University of Texas, El Paso, KTMS, that increased border security and improvement to barriers is making crossing more difficult, resulting in the increasing smuggling fees to human smuggling gangs and the cartels. So it's just, they're not stopping them. They're just having to pay more to get them across. That's all. And I mean, they're not even claiming to be stopping. And we still haven't heard the D word, deport, because nobody's being deported. Gangs are going to charge you more because it's more difficult to get across. And now, no, it isn't. That's a fucking lie, too. We've watched the fucking footage. They're working on the goddamn, the railroad fucking right-of-ways have been turned over to fucking Canada. And they're working on the railroad right-of-ways where you can't even get in to fucking film exactly what they're doing. If you step over that fucking line, you go to jail. But they have the goddamn Border Patrol agents in their fucking four-wheel drive sitting there waiting on the trains to come in, loaded down with these sons of bitches, and they're going over there and they're picking up by bus, and none of this has changed. It's going wide open. It's all a part of fucking, just like the gangster fucking seven, their big meeting over there, I think they're in France this year. I don't know. I think it's supposed to be here next year. But the gangster, you know, the international mafia, fucking sit down. That's what you're supposed to be focused on. I mean, there's been all kinds of shit. I can see the new people at work. I mean, they brought in new communists to revamp the fucking propaganda in this fucking country. There was an article the other day where this so-called ex-lieutenant or something in the army, and he's there yelling at the... I mean, I don't know about you people, but to me, that all shines like a fucking diamond in the sun. That guy was bullshit. That was a fucking act. And this is, I mean, I think they're, right now, that's why you're seeing things go around in a circle jerk, where, you know, they'll say something in one sentence. They will say something and contradict themselves at the end of the sentence. Trump is strongly considering background checks, but he's not going to do background checks. Well, I've actually fucking read that sentence. So what they're doing now is they're feeling it out. They're trying to find out where in the fuck this they're really at. Because like I said before, you know, they were under the assumption when they started this fucking program. I mean, they started the final fucking push on this fucking program, the recolonization of America and the fucking, disarming of the Americans and then the trip over to the ditch for the 40 caliber lobotomy. Here's America. There's these assholes walking around with their fucking pants hanging around. This is all we got to deal with. And they've, you know, they came up against it. I mean, they've been fucking really knocked backwards on their ass. And so they brought in a higher quality of fucking propagandists. Some of the higher up communists that would have come anyway. I mean, they started out with the fucking fruitcakes, you know, like I'm being triggered by the noise. This noise is triggering me. Objection, you know, kind of bullshit, and that's what they were expecting the whole fucking country to be, but it just fucking wasn't, because they're only showing you the corporate voting fucking public, the ones that vote that straw man, the ones that don't know up from down, the ones that they're the political geniuses that can they can say a buzzword or ring out a slogan. You know, whatever's on TV and repeat it, but they found out that that's not America. And I can see it in the mainstream news. They're making less mistakes, but they're using different people. But I mean, just like the lies, you sit there and listen to them. Just, they're better liars. Now they're working under one fucking head. I'm telling you right now, there aren't no separate think tanks. They've taken the people, they probably even have brought in new think tanks because these guys are fucking so fucking, I mean, the mistakes they have made are just astronomical. That's why they're in the situation they're in. But still, you got Trumpy over there, you know, talking about goddamn big deal with fucking, you know, last week, or China was our most deadly fucking enemy. He was calling them a deadly enemy. This week, fucking president and the prime or whatever in the hell they got over there that Chai or Xi or whatever the hell his name is, him and Trump are best friends, and he has nothing but respect for the man, because it's all about business, people. It's all about fucking dinero, you know, fucking mammon. So now, they got this, their thing, oh, that we're going to come to an agreement and all this shit, like it matters to any of us here. They're over there talking about their trillions. We exist only on the books as fucking a human resource. Like fucking pavement or hay, a human resource. That is where we enter the fucking equation. Property. And like I said, why we're fucking watching this stupid shit that means nothing to us, only our own destruction. I just see it. When I look at it, I see the fucking, it's like Marie Antoinette, the fucking jewels dripping off them and shit, and all the fucking, the elite there, sitting around their table planning our fucking demise. And we're paying for it. As they're fucking still fucking swarming the goddamn border. That's what can't be forgot. They're still swarming them across the border, and they got this thing coming up on August 30th, which is only 5 more days away. I think it's in Kentucky, where they're going to have the training exercises. And I've been thinking about it, you know, because the freedom fighters are going to be the the hard trained military. I mean, the military that's, you know, the best they got. And the other guys that are going to be going against them are going to be in civilian clothes. They're the students. That's what they're calling them, the students. And so the good guys are going to be the hardcore military, and the people who are going to be the bad guys going against the freedom fighters, which are the mainstream military, are going to be again dressed in civilian clothes, and they're called students. And it makes you just fucking wonder. I mean, that really just struck me. It's something that's been sticking in my mind. Well, I mean, the twist around of it. I mean, what the fuck are they shooting for? And you don't know who's who because they're not, how you identify people walking around in plain clothes. And then they're going to be supposedly trading blank rounds with the fucking, the hardcore military. What is the purpose? What are they up to? As you fucking watch the gangster fucking seven, over there fucking planning whatever in the hell they got planned for us next. But that's the whole thing. You know, we were promised an open government. We all know that shit's all gone down the drain. All we have left is our Bill of Rights and our will to enforce the law. But you got better understand them son of a bitches over there. Getting together where they're either putting the emphasis on France and fucking England, man, they want that fucking Middle East. I think the fucking Jews are, I mean, they attacked this weekend, I guess. They attacked into goddamn Lebanon. Had Saudis into Lebanon. But that's not war. When the Jews fly their jets over their fucking border into another country and bomb the hell out of them, that's not war. That's defensive. That's a defensive action, preventive maintenance, I suppose. But it's all scattered. And like I said, the way the propagandists are playing this, they're getting the feel for it. They're getting the feel for America. I wish I could have remembered what that one prick said. I mean, they got whole new people. I mean, they're coming up and they don't stutter their words. They've got their parts down. But I mean, they're still telling the lie with a little bit of grin at the fucking end, you know. But I mean, it was just, I can't remember what it was. It was just a fucking blatant ass lie that's been proven a lie 100 fucking times. And this guy just fucking did it with no problem. But the thing was getting them were the fuck ups because they had these different think tanks and they started contradicting each other because they'd run out of shit to fucking say. They were pushing every angle because they had to push everything. Ideally, we would have chosen a side and be killing each other by now, but we won't do it. So they have to find, you know, they have to find another. I'm sure the fucking main communists, the international communists, going, Jesus Christ Almighty, these fucking people. I mean, they're making a mockery of our fucking international communist system. We're not that fucking dumb. So they've brought in all new people, and I mean, what we're hearing here, like I said, I'll finish reading this. Baca explained that the average fee in El Paso was three.
Henry?
Pardon, go ahead.
Henry?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'll be brief unless you want to ask me a question. And don't misunderstand, totally agree with you. In 1969, I went through special forces training at Fort Bragg, John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center. And they've been doing this prior to my getting there. And I understand and I agree with your fear. But just so you know, all this is. You have to know the mission of Special Forces. It's to go to foreign countries, dress in civilian clothes, link up with the insurgents or the freedom fighters, and you train them, lead them, arm them, blah, blah, blah. This has been done, and the reason they call them students is you're going through Special Forces, the Special Forces training. They have different levels and different phases, phase one, phase two, phase three, and it's a school, John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center. So all these things have been being done for 50 years. I'm just telling you so you understand this is nothing different that wasn't done last year or the year before for 50 years.
But do they not usually train on the kind of ground they're going to, where are they going to fix them to go fight?
There's small communities around, and since I went through, there's a place called Smoke Bomb Hill and these different areas to train. Those are all gone, so I can't tell you exactly the names of the the training, you know, the site on post right now. I just, you know, I don't care. But we would have to steal clothes off of clotheslines. We would have to steal a car. The police would be looking for us. I mean, it was a hoot. It was fun. And some people are there. You don't know who they are, and they're going to rat you out. And some people are going to bring you in your house, and they're going to hide you, and they're going to feed you, and they're going to give you a rifle and blank ammo, and you're going to go out, and you're going to do a anyway, I'm not going to – I don't want to take up – I enjoy your show, and you need to give your – but I was just explaining. If you want to talk to me sometime about it, I'll be more happy to spend the time. But
I'm good. I understand the idea of the training and stuff. I have a lot of it out here.
That's all it is.
Because we're high desert out here, and they trained a lot for the Middle East operations that they're doing right now. They've trained out here. But that what I'm saying is this is Kentucky. I mean, usually you train for the terrain that you are going to be fighting on, don't you?
Well, yes and no. But remember, you have to keep this in mind. There's different special forces groups. You know, first group is at Fort Lewis right now, and they have Asia. Fifth group has the Middle East. The seventh group, they have South America and Latin America. Used to be 10th group. 10th or 12th had Europe, and you're constantly training for those things. Well, you know, you go up in the mountains in the Appalachians, it's kind of like Germany. You can go to the high Cascades, and it's a lot like Bavaria, you know.
Yep.
You know that.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, you do train, but I don't know. You know, anyway, okay, get back to your show. Back to your show. I'll talk to you again sometime.
That's right, cool. Bye. I thank you for the input. Yeah, you know, I understand about the training and everything. What gets me is, you know, I'd never heard the military, you know, like a soldier referred to as a student, and the fact that they're going to be wearing civilian clothes, and I'll tell you, Kentucky's a hot spot for fucking militia. In the mountains and stuff, I mean, and like, you know, and some of those training exercises, they've had people shot dead.
Sure. No, yeah. I know. I was there. Been there, done that. But that's what makes it real, and that's what makes SF, Rangers, SEALs, different from your regular army.
But then you got Blackwater. How do you explain Blackwater? They go around and do whatever the fuck they want.
Well,
you know, I mean,
how the fuck am I going to explain Blackwater? I mean,
that's the one thing you haven't explained yet, and that's what throws everything off. I mean, you've got these
Let me finish.
You got Rangers that are supposed to be these hot shot, whoever the fuck they are. And then you got the Blackwater guys that can pretty much bury the SEALs whenever the hell they want. I mean, it's so convoluted. You don't know what the hell's going on out there anymore.
Well, so what you're saying is sort of true, but Blackwater is not part of the military. Blackwater is not part of the training phase.
That's my whole point.
I'm sorry. Do you want? Can I?
Mark, let him talk. He was explaining it.
Well, I can't. I might be misinterpreting his question, but he's trying to get me to explain what Blackwater's doing. Well, you know, Eric Prince was a former SEAL. He started Blackwater. He sold it to Monsanto. Monsanto sold it to somebody else. Then they changed the name to Academy. And Academy's got a big, huge, massive training facility right outside of Bragg, right there in North Carolina. They got shoot houses and ranges, and when Mark is saying that, if I understood him right, that Blackwater can bury a SEAL anytime he wants, I got news for you. Blackwater is former SEALs, any former Marines, Force Recon, high speed dudes. You apply for a job.
I understand that, but the Blackwater, the Navy SEAL guy, that young 21-year-old isn't going to blow another American 21-year-old's head off. That's why they call Blackwater, because they know that they'll do it.
Well, I got news for you. Well, that's my opinion. That's all it is. It's not news for you. My opinion is, when you hope that this U.S. military, you look at what's happened to the qualifications, the skills, the level. I mean, they don't even teach them to throw a grenade anymore. It's low speed regular army. They'll shoot any fucker they tell you to. They don't care. They got no allegiance to this country, the flag. Like Henry says, they've never read the Constitution. They have no idea how many bills of rights they have. They have no. you're not dealing with Americans like in the 50s and 60s and 70s. You're not. This military is a corporation. It's just business.
Exactly.
Well, I know. They're immigrants from other countries that come to our country and they join the military that just so they can get in the goddamn country.
Well, you don't, Mark. I'm with you. You don't need to lecture me. That's why I'm listening. That's why I'm here. I'm just trying to share some. I would
ask you this, brother. We can admit that we don't have the policing in this country is unlawful. This is all private corporate policing. How would they figure into an exercise like this?
The police?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I can only speak for 1969, 1970 when I went through SF training. All right. The local police know there's a training exercise, whatever they name it this year. I don't know. They have different names, you know. And the police are told, okay, there's a training exercise, and these guys are going to be doing this, these guys are going to be doing that. And they're going to be breaking into houses, they're going to be stealing cars, they're going to be doing this, so be careful. They'll be in this area doing these things. We're told to get your hands up and surrender, and you have a code. You tell them who you are, and then they decide if they're going to help you or if they're going to put you in jail and turn you over to the MPs, and then you go to a POW camp.
Wow.
And I ended up in a POW camp, and boy, that's where you go through your SEER training, survival, escape, and resistance, and evasion.
Right.
And but anyway, so police know. You get a county deputy who's a dumbass. Well, you know, I'm
You can say it.
No, but anyway, those guys are trigger happy. They catch a couple dudes stealing a car, a couple Delta guys stealing a car. They'll just shoot them and go, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Well, you know what happens to them, nothing. So
yeah.
That's why guys get killed in training. But we got to remember what you're dealing with here.
I understand what you're saying. But my point is there are a lot of militia in Kentucky. And these people are going to be
militia, Henry, in every state.
You bet you they are. But what happens when these people start running into each other?
Well, it's a little more. Well, I can't. I'm talking old days. There's quite a bit of control. There's referees and there's judges. There's people doing different missions. There's reconnaissance missions. There's intel missions. They tap phone lines. They do all kinds of stuff. When I was there at Bragg, one of the other teams had to kidnap the post general. Well, guess what? His MP guards aren't told to let him kidnap you. You get contract. Well, they actually kidnapped him. They got him. But this is, and it's, like I started to say, it's awkward for me because I loved being an SF, and I did a couple of tours with Rangers. And I'll tell you what, the quality of those people back then, and I think up till recently, has been stellar, just good. But that's because they train, like you're always suggesting. So,
I got this one. I'll get off. I just got one more stupid-ass question. What was your first name again? Excuse me, I forgot your first name.
Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch, what is your opinion on how many actual Americans or, you know, American nationals are actually in the goddamn military? I mean, we see all these fucking Mexicans walking around, you know.
I've been out for 25 years. I don't know. I do know this, that in the Battle of Fallujah in Iraq, there was a couple of Marines that I know that got a big firefight, got separated from their company strength, about 170 people. These two guys got separated. They're using their radio communications. They get on a satellite. Satellite calls them back, and they tell them, go over 10 blocks, go right blocks, and there's another company of Marines. When they got there, and this is not a made-up story, trust me, they only spoke Spanish. That's it. U.S. Marines led. There was only one platoon leader, a lieutenant, who spoke English.
He's telling the truth on that.
I believe him.
Out there that the Iraqis have put out and said that they know about the green cards of soldiers that the Americans are using, and that video is still on YouTube. It is called just Who Are We Fighting? He's right about that. It is a video out there right now And the Iraqis put it out, and they say they know about the green card soldiers that the United States are using. He's telling the truth about that.
What's it called again?
Who Are We Fighting? It's by Federal Jack. His name is Federal Jack. I can send it to Henry if I can pull it up right quick.
Yeah, put Henry, it up. See that. That'd be good. I'm going to go.
It's called just Who Are We Fighting, and they said they know about the green cards illegals that they are using for the American military, the use of citizenship. You know, they let them in, like just like what he just said, they let them in the military to earn their citizenship to this country. He's right about that.
Hey, Henry, can I do it? Okay, we'll be back after this. Bye.
All righty, we're at the bottom of the hour, and we will be right back after this. Laura, if you put that at the top of the page, I'd appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You've got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you. My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. Don't let them take your gun away from you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Grand Funk Railroad with Don't Let Him Take Your Gun. But the point that I was, you know, the, what I'm looking at here with the discussion we were having before we took the break there is, you know, I've been talking about, you know, the ones that are coming across in New Mexico, these fighting age Hondurans, El Salvadorians, and I would be interested to know that when this does go down on the 30th, because they also said that, I mean, there was just one little short statement that these exercises would be gone on different places across the country. And I'd like to know how many of them can't speak English. I mean, are they training to go somewhere and fight? I mean, like the regular military? Or are they training these guys how to come in here and to, you know, to take on the people? Would be my question. I mean, that's the angle I was looking at on that, because they've had time to train them. I mean, basic training, I mean, what, 3 months? And there's been hundreds, thousands of them brought in here. So it will be interesting. Keep the eyes open and ears too.
That question is that's a great question, Henry, because they're going to do everything. Those people that you're talking about are going to do everything in their fucking power to create mayhem. They're not going to follow orders for anybody. They're going to try and rob, kill, do whatever the hell they can to better themselves. They're not going to take orders from anybody.
Well, they would have to have, I would think, the other caller's still there. There would have to be somebody who spoke English in control, that was bilingual anyway, to be running it. But I would be interested to know just how many of these students don't speak the language.
Yeah, I guarantee you the MS-13 characters are going to take charge, and they're going to direct these guys on what to do and how to do it. It's going to be just another faction of a nightmare that we're going to have to deal with.
Well, if they're going to run it like a military operation, I think the other caller's still there. They'd have bilingual soldiers with them, and they'd be running it like a military campaign, wouldn't they?
I wouldn't know.
I thought the other caller might have still been there. Alrighty then. Let's see, where were we at here? We were smuggling. We were talking about the fact that the smuggling continues. Let's see what else we got here. New research. 109 U.S. counties become majority-minority since 2000. Now, this goes along. I mean, they try to, you know, play the race card in this article. They try to, you know, talk about, you know, they've got to throw the blacks in, because they got the blacks against the whites. They got to get American national against American national. So when they, you know, when they start talking, understand that the big numbers that you're going to hear in this, these are all south of the border, or else they're fucking from China. About 109 counties across the United States have become majority-minority in less than 20 years, new demographic data reveals. The latest Pew Research Center study finds that between 2000 and 2018, 109 U.S. counties across 22 states have had their non-Hispanic white population drop below 50%, while the Hispanic, Asian, and Black American, see, they want to black, that's why they throw it in, Black American populations have all grown. Well, yeah, the Black population is going to grow, but it's not Americans. These people are being brought in from Somalia and Nigeria, and they're coming from all over the fucking world. So what we're talking about, just when they say white, just figure American nationals, because that's what they're talking about. Today, there are roughly 293 minority U.S. counties concentrated mostly along the coasts in states like California, Florida, Texas, Virginia, North Carolina, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Pew Research Center analyst project project that in the next decade, Fairfax County, Virginia, Prime County, Arizona, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, and Cobb County, Georgia may all flip from majority white to minority. In each of these counties, the white population is less than 52%. But see, that's what I'm telling you. You know, they try to play the black, black against white, the race card into this. But you got to understand that they're coming here from Africa too. And when they're talking about these things, the white black differential, I don't think has changed that much at all. I mean, our people. As American nationals, they have told us for two generations have not reproduced our numbers. So these are all fucking foreigners we're talking about. But they got to try and throw that white, black, white fucking thing in there because any angle that they can get to divide us, they're going to try to do it. In some regions, the white population decreased between 20 to nearly 45%. In just 18 years. For example, in 2000, Rockdale County, Georgia had a white population of 73%. Fast forward to 2018 and Rockdale County's white population dropped to 30%, a 43% decrease. Similarly, in Douglas County, Georgia, the white population has fallen 37% in 2000, as well as dropped 29% in Charles County, Maryland, 25% in Colfax County, Nebraska, 36% in Manassas Park City County, Virginia, 23% in Prince William County, Virginia, and 38% in Henry County, Georgia. In 21 of the nation's 25 most populous U.S. counties, minorities outnumbered whites residents. And see, they want to keep playing that goddamn white, that white supremacy thing. It's not working for them. And you've seen they backed off with these new guys that have come in. They got to work at a different angle because the people aren't buying into it. When they talk about, the big problem with fucking shooting is black people being killed when there's more white people killed than black people because there's more white people than there is black people that are American nationals. And so, it's to confuse the fucking issue.
Yeah, they let 40 million wetbacks in, Henry, and the American national only reproduces so many a year. I mean, if you look at it, mathematically, it's like brain dead, stupid, ignorant if you can't figure it out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're letting too many fucking Mexicans in, man. That's why.
It's not just Mexicans, though. There's right now, I believe there's more Chinese coming into this country than any other ethnic group. The Asians are coming in. Africans are coming in. It's from all over the world.
I hear you. That's the problem right there, man.
Exactly. In 2008, of these 21 counties, San Diego County, California, Orange County, California, Riverside County, California, Sacramento County, California, Clark County, Nevada, Broward County, Florida, Tarrant County, Texas, and Wayne County, Michigan were majority white. Hispanic residents tended to be the largest demographic group in all eight of these counties. See, so this is an invasion force. And like I said, they're trying to tie it into racism. That's just nationalism. What we're talking about here is foreign nationals invading our fucking country, and color ain't got nothing to fucking do with it. We are American nationals, and our skins are of all pigments, and we, by God, better come together under our Bill of Rights and fight as one people. Or these motherfuckers, whoever's left, you ain't going to have nothing. And if you do have something, it's going to be taken. And you're going to be taken over to that ditch, and they're going to put a fucking bullet in your head. So, divorce yourself from the fucking color thing. These are foreign nationals. And it's just like I'm calling the race car down on the southern border. No, it ain't got nothing to do with fucking race. It has to do with nationalism. These are foreign nationals coming to take fucking real property that belongs to the fucking American people, and it's being facilitated through the international corporate mafia. People like Soros and Rothschilds. It's being funded. This $9,000 that these people are paying, I don't believe that they got it in the bank down there. If they did, what the hell are they coming up here for? The fucking poor people up here ain't got $9,000. Your average goddamn American can't take a $400 hit without wiping their ass out.
Yeah, you know, Henry, the thing that we have to look at, or at least I'm looking at really hard, is, you know, okay, so we're fucked. Everyone, the whole world's already here now, implanted in our country. We got all these fucking immigrants that have already invaded. What we have to look at now is, now we got to get them out. I mean, you know, that's going to be the fun part, getting these fucking immigrant fucking invaders the hell out of here. That's going to be the biggie.
And because they have brought them in here from every culture, from every nationalism, and that's what it is. Because their pigments are going to be of every color, because they're coming from all over the fucking world. That's why we have to be united behind the fucking Bill of Rights. That's all there is to it. That has to be the center issue. That has to be what unites us as a people. And it cannot be anything else. People can't be, I mean, God damn it, it can't. I'm going to protect my property. Well, you ain't going to have no fucking property to protect. Unless we all come to fucking together as a people under the fucking Bill of Rights and fight as a fucking people. We have the advantage of being on our own fucking land and knowing our own land generationally. It's just like there in Kentucky, like we were talking earlier. Those people, I mean, they know their mountains like we know our mountains. And we're going to have to use some unusual techniques to take on this kind of an invasion force that we've allowed to get right clear into the fucking interior of our United States. That's all there is to it. And as they come, I mean, the talk of taking the guns, I think they understand completely that would just, it would set it off. But man, what a fucking clusterfuck, you know, trying to sort through who's who in the zoo, when we could just come together as one people under that fucking Bill of Rights, which is our law, which is our authority. And then, and hey, we could all wear the same fucking suit. Hispanic.
Yeah, and they're sucking down our oil, they're sucking down our wood, they're sucking down everything, man, that we're supposed to be using to, you know, have a decent life with, and all these fucking, European and fucking African bullshit artists are taking it from us, man, right from under our feet.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, is fucking looting. I mean, the Georgia Guidestones, it's about looting all the fucking wealth and killing all the people off so they have a servant class, and then you have the fucking gods on earth, and that's just the bottom line. And you can meet those at the G7 right now. The higher ups. I mean, they're not the top of the Masonic log. Don't think they are, but I mean, these are the fucking movers and shakers. These are the chosen ones that they're the corporations that are making the fucking deals. It's just like this invasion across our border. I mean, this isn't fucking rocket science. It ain't got nothing to do with fucking race. It has to do with nationalism. And then you step up and you say, I'm a fucking American national. Oh, you're a white supremacist. No, Dion, I don't think Dion's white. I think I see a lot of fucking American nationals out there of all colors, because we are of all colors. That's why they have to pump people in from all over the fucking world to try to make it confusing. The way we unconfuse it is we all come together under the Bill of Rights. Then it's easy to tell who's who in the fucking zoo. I mean, first place, if you can't speak the English, I don't believe you know the fucking Bill of Rights. But even if you can speak the English and you're not fighting for the Bill of Rights, if your banner is any other than that, you know, like protecting the fucking industry in this country, because they're the dirty bastards that took and fucking removed our common law courts and allowed this thing to get to this goddamn point. And then you're going to want your back. These people have proven that they will sell your fucking ass out. That's why it has to be, I mean, it would be an oath to the fucking Bill of Rights by the people who are going to fight for that Bill of Rights to enforce the law of this fucking nation and get these son of a bitches out of here. And it ain't going to be easy. And every day it's going to be harder, because every day they're pumping more of them into the fucking interior. I mean, they're not even having to fight their way in. They're being fucking, we're flying them in on our fucking buck, while our own fucking people are living in tents with children.
Yeah, our own black people, you know, they're going to be able to figure all that shit out on who the real blacks in American national are and who aren't. So, well, I'm sure Dion can take one look at another guy from Africa and tell real quick who the fuck this guy is and whether he's American national. You know what I'm saying, you guys? I mean, that'll get figured out real goddamn quick, I have a feeling. You know?
I don't care what color a person's skin is. I can usually spot an American in a whole crowd of fucking people with a darker pigment skin. The Americans are different fucking people. We're not, I mean, I don't know how to put it, but these third world motherfuckers, I can spot them too, you know, and the bottom line is the coming together of the people and how in the hell we're going to do this. Because, I mean, we start out as individuals. We have to be leaderless. Because if you form a fucking leadership, it is going to be infiltrated. Either they'll fucking attack them like they did Hatari and gel them, or they'll fucking buy them off. Every man has to know the fucking Bill of Rights and has to fucking, you know, have his fucking mind right and know that he's going to fucking do the fighting that is necessary to do the dying and the killing that is going to be necessary to clean this shit out of this huge fucking country we live in. This country is huge. And they have pumped the fucking enemy into every fucking venue. And you'll know,
The borders are going to have to be protected big time, man. Because our goddamn borders are a fucking joke. I mean, you know, as soon as this thing lights off, those borders have got to be manned and, you know, no one gets back in. Everybody, you let them out, but don't let them in. I mean, that's just the way it's going to have to be for 20 fucking years until we get rid of all this shit.
Well, like I said, we're going to lose a couple million people right out the gate because of the special interests out there that just, I mean, you're thinking there was a militia out there the whole time and there just fucking wasn't. I mean, any militiaman in the United States of these Americas, his fucking job is to protect and defend that fucking Bill of Rights. Fuck that government. That government ain't got nothing to do with it. It is a domestic enemy. It is an unlawful fucking creation. They chartered a fucking corporation and removed the fucking republic. So every militiaman, any true militiaman, what the fuck are you fighting for? Your people, for your fucking rights, just like the original fucking militia before the fucking aristocrats hijacked the uprising back in 1776. It's going to be a clusterfuck. Make no mistake about it, but we will find one another out of necessity. And we'll find out who's fighting here and who's fighting there. And at some point in the ball game, there will be large fucking groups. And there will have to be a command structure because you're fighting a fucking war. But that's the advantage they got with their multiculturalism and pumping fucking people in here and not educating our own children, all the people that let their children go to these fucking indoctrination centers. They don't have a fucking clue. A lot of American nationals that are ready to fight right now. I mean, it's just like the kids that go in and fucking raise their hand and fucking swear to uphold and defend that Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They've never fucking read it. It's a lack of education and that's allowing us to be invaded by an army fucking led by children. It is unfucking believable. But that 2 million, that'll be the price for us all to get together and all on the same fucking page and understand that what we're fighting for is our goddamn lives. And the only way, and what's your life worth without your fucking liberty?
You're right about that. I mean, when you sit back and you just realize how much people have been indoctrinated, especially over the second article. You know, when you look at the second article, you know, they always try to bring up, you know, things like target shooting, hunting. You know, my saying about that is, you know, the true founders, they didn't put the second article in there just in case, you know, the deer or the geese went tyrannical. They put the second article in there just in case the government starts trampling over your rights. And that is not taught in school. None of it is taught in school. And I tell everyone this. A true American, if you're a true American, you are anti-government. You are anti-government.
By nature.
You understand that government is nothing but slavery and tyranny.
By nature. That's something that was clearly understood from by the anti-federalists. You had a handful of aristocrats. I mean, like I've said here 100 times. You had John Adams stand up and say, let's declare a king. Come on, man. These people, they've been working at this for a whole long time. And now you got the international fucking Zionist Jews that are running the interior of your fucking government. And right now, that's why, I mean, it's an invasion. What do you call it? I mean, that's what that person had said that the lady corrected the other day. She said, what do you call it when you have hordes of people crossing your border and they're flying a foreign flag. That's called an invasion. But people, I mean, the people who are sending their kids to these indoctrination camps is all in the hell they are from the time they're 4 fucking years old. And they don't know the goddamn difference. They've never the Constitution. What's that? You know, I've seen them on the goddamn beaches down in California or in Florida when they're on spring break asking college students who was president during World War I. Well, that was Abraham Lincoln. I mean, they don't know shit. But like I said, the people themselves, I mean, they're fucking pissed. You go out and you go different places. I go different places and I talk to a lot of people. They all got their fucking guns. Like I said, they're working, sleeping, and eating. That's all they're fucking doing, and they ain't got shit because they're paying so goddamn much for a place to live because they're pumping so many fucking foreigners in here. They have to compete for them for their own fucking space. And it's all unlawful. It is all being taken from us without the due process of the law. What they have, I mean, it's a complete criminal cabal. No two ways about it. Complete fraud. Completely unlawful. When we do fucking fight, we will be fighting to enforce our fucking law. And it is going to be a fucking mess in the beginning. Because of the people out there that, oh, I do, if my ranch is protected, you know, they're trying to work fucking deals right now. They're just like this G7 shit. They're trying to work deals, work themselves in. Well, if I'm going to be all right, I don't give a shit about the rest of the fucking country. I don't give a shit about that fucking Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights was the most important document ever fucking written on this planet. And I don't give a shit who wants to argue it. It fucking was. And it is. Because it belongs to each and every one of us. It's inside of us. It's a fucking part of our being.
And you know what? You know, Henry, it may all of us king.
I didn't
get... All of us king.
Yes.
All of us sovereigns.
You goddamn right. That's what this country was supposed to be. We are all, we had the rights of a sovereign king. That's exactly correct. On a par with the crown heads of Europe. That's why they couldn't stand it. That's why, that's why they've been determined. Well, they went right to work fucking destroying it. We've shown you in the book, where, you know, in the colonial, conventions after the shots were fired, you know, after the people fucking already started, the people had went out and started shooting the fucking British soldiers, and then the aristocrats had started calling these conventions, but there were people, regular folk showing up. I mean, they owned land. Everybody owned land. It was the land of milk and honey. Everybody owned farms and shit. But the first thing they're talking about is they want to write a constitution because they're going to make their own state and they're going to be the goddamn king. And the people said, fuck no, you're not. We're going to have goddamn Bill of Rights. We're the people who fired the first fucking shots. They weren't fighting for you to build a new fucking corporation. They were fighting for their fucking individual freedoms and liberties. And until people figure this fucking shit out, like I said, we're looking at losing a couple million people. It's going to happen. You watch what I tell you. But after that, the son of a bitches that come through it, when you unite with people, I guarantee you're going to know your friend from your foe. And you're going to know how to identify your friend from your foe. And then it'll be bigger groups and then smaller groups coming together as bigger groups. And once you get enough of them, then we'll start across this goddamn country. And fucking when we get done, there'll be none of them left. They'll all be shot out of this goddamn country.
Get rid of the goddamn billionaires, every fucking one of them.
Yeah, well, they're going to be tried and hung. For fucking what they have done is treason and sedition. There's no two ways about it. It's been going on actually since the inception of this country. When John Adams said, let's declare a king after the people, even the Continental soldiers had fought for liberty and freedom. Let's declare a king. I mean, the first fucking words out of their mouth, and they have been at it ever since. And now we're at the point to where we fight or we go under. I mean, at some point in the ballgame, there's a hell. I mean, we got the largest army on planet Earth, but at some point in the ballgame, you just open the fucking borders and let them keep pouring through and arming them. They will outnumber you. And even though it's your ground, you put enough. There's 7 billion people on this planet. You bring enough of them in here, and they will just fucking overwhelm you. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, give it some serious thought. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty. The bottom line is, I mean, if you know two or three guys you can trust, I mean, every one of you should be watching the goddamn films. If it's just one of you, be watching the films on how a small group moves. You know, how a fire team moves. How do you keep to the cover? I mean, start studying it. Because even if you find three or four more guys in the middle of the fucking fight, then you can start moving like you're supposed to. How do you communicate? Hand communications. How are you gonna supply yourself? What area are you gonna work in? And when you start making too much fucking trouble in one area, they're gonna bring a ton after you. And so, there's a lot to the art of war. And thankfully, I know that there's veterans out there that do understand how to do this shit a whole hell of a lot better than I have. I've never served in no military. I've spent my life in the woods, and I know how to move in the woods without being seen, and I know how to shoot. But for the military tactics, I mean, we're going to have to find the fucking right people to lead us. And it ain't going to be no easy chore. It's going to cost us 2 million people to do it, and fuck the son of a bitch and bastards out there sucking goddamn corporate ass that caused that. And that is the word from the trenches.